Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets, everything's really quiet. In fact, this is a very complacent, quiet market heading into a very important report that we should see tomorrow morning at about 11 o'clock, the USDA supply-demand numbers and global carries. So we'll see what happens, but we've already dialed in at least a 170 number with a peak of FC Stone estimating 175. We tend to think that they often come high, but they usually tend to try to figure out where the crop will be in the final in January, where Informa didn't quite come that high. So they're at 169.8, just under 170. And I would have a suspicion that they're probably very close to what the USDA comes out at. Still, a year ago, we have to keep in mind the USDA really surprised us in this report and came out with a much higher yield than the trade was expecting. It knocked corn down 30 cents, and we had a 34-cent range for the day. And then we turned around and came out of it, started to work our way higher the rest of the month, and then got another bearish swing in September and did another spike low, and there was your bottom. Well, I don't know if we play exactly the same, but our crop condition ratings for good to excellent are much higher than they were a year ago at this time, especially in soybeans. Will the USDA increase the yield on this report for beans? We know that the usage for exports probably will be increased. We were thinking 40 to 50 million bushels. This guy's talking as much as 80 million bushels. We think that that does happen, that we raise the usage in exports, and that feeds back into the carryout. But the bottom line is what happens to the yield to offset that. The USDA, we do think, does raise the yield somewhat in this report, but the key is we're 9 percentage points higher this year than we were at this time a year ago for this government report in good to excellent ratings for beans. So will the USDA look at that and surprise us with a bigger bean yield than what we're estimating? The bean crop looks to me, crop to crop, to be your better crop. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.